Hi, I'm David, and I'm joined by Andy from Free Jam Games, and we're going to talk about Card Life, which we'll have talked about on the show quite a lot. So we're not going to go through too much about what me and Aaron and I have been up to on the game.
Okay, cool.
But tell me about Card Life. Give us a quick synopsis.
Okay, so Card Life is the world's first survival game made entirely out of cardboard.
It is.
The aesthetic brings people in. Everything in game that you see is 100% made out of cardboard. That includes creatures, trees, plants, swords that you create, fruit, everything else. Fundamentally, though, it is a survival game. So it's quite like other survival games that are out there. But the difference with our game, the big USP, is our Connect the Dots system. So Connect the Dots basically allows you to create your character, create your sword, everything from scratch, basically by drawing with your mouse on the UI. And it's brilliant. It means that
the crafting system's just great.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like, it means the sword that you create will be completely different to mine and vice versa.
Right.
And whenever you run into other worlds and the character, other characters and other people in the world, will also have completely different items as well.
Okay.
Fundamentally, it's a great online experience as well. We are in early access at the moment.
Yes.
We're launching on Steam early next month.
Okay. Is it available to add to the wish list?
It is available to add to the wish list now. Okay. That's what we're driving everyone to do.
Add it to the wish list.
Yeah.
We've been playing it for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We couldn't work out how to add friends to build houses together, which I found out is now a thing you build
in
the game.
Yes, it is. So you use the permissions console.
Yeah.
So it is something that...
should be in the journal.
It should be in the journal. So a little bit about our quest system. So our quest system is kind of quests mark one.
Right.
So it kind of works as a tutorial almost in game at the moment, whereas our future iterations of quests will not work like that. You will have NPCs around the world.
Okay.
We will... introduce way more of the core game concepts, like sharing your permissions console, building specific things, building a bed's already in there, which kind of functions as your spawn point.
Now here's a question we need answering.
Okay, cool.
Does a bunk bed let two of you sync to it, or just one? That's a really important question. For those
that
of you who haven't
really
played,
important
that's a
question.
Thing.
So I don't think it does currently, but I know that it will at some point.
And what about like a king-size bed? Is that multiple people, or is that just one?
I don't even think we have king-size beds.
We had this massive bed
totally
debate
should.
While we were playing the game.
It's definitely an intimate experience, for sure.
Yeah, crafting thing's great. And the other thing, how do you go back and change your character appearance?
So basically, whenever you die, you have an opportunity to do that.
Okay.
So we have kind of a hybrid permadeath system in the game. So when you die, you will lose all your items, but you will spawn back wherever your bed is and your house is, right? But
and
if
you
don't have a bed
beam.
Or a house, you can see the light beam. So all your stuff is stored in the box where that light beam is.
Yes.
But it's up to you to find it.
Yes.
And usually what happens is if you've got killed by a bear or a triceratops or a T-Rex or whatever, those will still be patrolling around. So it's not just a case of you running, picking everything up, and then running off.
The bears are, they're mean.
The bears are tough.
Yeah, there's early access stuff with bears where they appear. It's like, oh God, there's a bear!
We do have this bug at the moment in the game where basically... if something's chasing you, it will continue chasing you.
Yes.
And it will almost like suddenly get very close to you.
Yes.
And when you look away. And that's great. That's like
it's
a survival horror game thing.
Yeah.
So we had a Twitch streamer recently. It was one of my shared clips on Twitch where basically he screamed out loud and went, oh no, okay. It's okay. Don't worry. It's fine. So our game is not exactly a survival horror game.
No.
But, you know, the AI sometimes has elements.
Yeah, I remember not realizing how aggressive bears were, and I aggroed one, and I was on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
And it was struggling to appear. And I thought, oh, do you know what? He's fine. He's down there. Suddenly I turn around, the bear's just like there.
So
God.
We're working on other creatures as well. We just added the Pemu to the game, which is kind of like a peacock like creature.
Okay.
And we also added the direwolf. You can't, but you will be able to ride most creatures in-game.
Okay.
We are working on our mount system at the moment. So our lead designer, Rich, is like, he loves Ultima Online.
Okay.
And he has grand plans for the
mount
system. And also for like creature recruitment as well. So you will be able to basically not like capture creatures, but you'll be able to get them onto your cause. So they become like... almost mini pets, if you like, that are walking around with you and attacking other creatures. So,
the crafting system really, really lends itself to the game. That's the unique thing. Will you be able to paint as well? Is there going to be a coloring in mode?
The way it works is that you'll be able to add trim.
Okay.
So the way that trim works is that whenever you create something in game, you use a specific material that the inventory screen will tell you what material that is. So for example, if you're like, okay, I need to make a sword made of wood.
Yep.
There we have multiple different tree types in the game.
Yes.
So you need to make sure if you want a specific color, you need to go for the right color tree.
Right, and you can't combine woods.
You can't combine woods.
Right.
That's very specific reasons for that.
Okay.
It's mainly from a design perspective. Like, we just want you to make a conscious decision on what tree you go for,
okay,
rather than just, I'll go for that tree. Yeah.
In terms of replanting trees, there's no way to do that currently.
So there's no way to do planting, but we are working on a cooking system and irrigation system and farming as well.
And you'll be able to plant trees?
You'll be able to plant trees, plant plants.
So if you like wanted oak, because oak's quite harder, it's harder to find.
Oak is hard, it's harder to find, and you've also got redwoods. So redwood's great. But it takes a long time to chop down.
Right.
But obviously, if you can harvest them yourself in your own little plot in your garden,
then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Both of us have had a lot of fun with it. It's got a slightly rust feel to it.
It definitely does.
It's slightly more approachable. And I don't know if that's the aesthetic or if that's the game.
I think it's a little bit of both. So at the moment, we're at an alpha stage of development. Right. Like, we were pre-alpha when you guys first started playing it, and now we're alpha. What alpha basically means is that we have gotten the game to a level of polish, because we're doing a lot of bug fixing at the moment, where we think that people are essentially ready to play it. But the main thing that really plays to kind of like the Minecraft comparisons always there, right? So we have a lot of functionality that Minecraft also has at the moment.
Right.
But we call it a science fantasy game for a reason. The reason a lot of the scientific things that Minecraft doesn't necessarily have, we will be adding.
Yeah, because the load screen, there's a mech just like stood there by the house, like, all right, well, where's that?
So there's a mech's kind of a call out to our other game, which is Robocraft, which is also on Steam. It's available at the moment. It's a really good game, obviously I'm going to say that, but it is a good game. And I would say where all those scientific elements have, so we'll be adding metal to the game, we'll be adding more advanced weapons like the blunderbuss and stuff like that, but all that's in, I would say, the alpha stage of development, which we've just crossed into.
Okay.
So we always want to be really transparent with people about what's coming and what we're thinking about adding, primarily because we've done that since day one when we launched this game. Like, when we first launched it, it was just available by our pretty rubbish website. You had
to
jump through a lot of
hoops.
But now it's on Steam. It's kind of the next stage of development for us. So we've got 25 people working on the game, which is huge. We used to have around about 8. And we've been able to put so much more in the game over the past 3 months than we have done before. Like, new creatures, just added bow and arrow, crossbows.
Yeah, there's dinosaurs like now.
Yes. So the raptors, the first one. Raptors really mean. The Triceratops is adorable. I think
didn't think I was adorable.
No. Well, they don't. They're pretty angry.
Yeah.
They're pretty angry creatures. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's historically accurate. But
no idea.
Who knows?
It didn't like being bopped on the head with a sword. Turns out they're harder to kill.
Yes, they are very hard to kill. All of our AI in the game at the moment kind of functions like, you're near us, we're going to go attack you.
Right.
We're adding way more nuance to that. So we're adding passive creatures. So passive creatures are already in the game, like deer are passive.
Yep.
But we're adding
way more.
They're
not that passive.
If you dunk them on the head with a sword, they're definitely going to come at you, for sure.
They stare at you angrily and you lose health.
They definitely do. And the stags as well. The stags are mean. They're not nice people.
Yes, they're much more aggressive.
So we're adding our first kind of like mini-boss creature is the direwolf. So essentially, he will appear in clusters of wolves and is kind of like the pack leader. So he takes massive amount of damage before he gets down and before he drops all of his stuff. But likewise, he's super, super aggressive. We're adding more nuance to the game all the time, more nuance to the world. So when you explore, there's actually a reason to explore.
Right.
But it's still really, really early.
But it's got its own, exploration's got its own loop, right?
Yeah.
So you explore to get stuff, you get stuff, so you explore more.
Yeah, it's very similar to Ark in that regard. So like, you know, when you first spawn on the world, you have nothing.
Right.
Like, you literally have to punch down a tree with your fists.
Yes.
So you get enough wood
the press F to immediately go fist.
There we go.
Yeah,
it's not too bad.
Quite well.
That was based on some focus tests we did,
okay,
and people just got confused very, very quickly.
Right.
We're like, okay, we need to fix that out. But we are always listening to feedback from everywhere that we can. We always encourage people to post on our forums, reach out to us on Twitter, and also help spread the word as much as they can, really. Like, we are a small indie developer. Like, if you look around EGX, you know, we've got one single space. We're next to the Titanic VR guys. They've got 2. The Exodus Rising, they've got 4. Like, you know, we need a lot of help. So we rely on the community to do that for us as well.
I guess early access as well generally tends to build that, right?
Will definitely help us. We were in early access a long time with our other game, Robocraft, and with Card Life, we won't be in there as long as that. And also, you know, early access gives us a great opportunity for people to give us Steam reviews and give us feedback on the forums as well.
Plans for other platforms or nothing?
Plan for other platforms, definitely. we're always looking at it.
Okay.
But at the moment, like, our CTO, Seb, our chief technical officer, like, he's doing so much work optimizing the game for PC. If I said to him, hey, can you put the game on Switch as well? Like, his head would explode. Like, it just wouldn't work. So we're getting the PC version as polished up as possible, adding as much content as we want to, because we've got so much content that we want to add, like dungeons, raids, PvP servers and PvE servers, more building tools, more tools for the Connect the Dots system.
Are there going to be community-like builds? So if something... you see something really cool that someone's built, are you then going to like release that as a community feature?
We'd love to. Like, Steamworks is great for stuff like that.
And but Steamworks, you kind of got to do outside of the game.
You do, but there's so many good things with the Steam API that you can, like, basically, you can take a lot of the pain out of the process. Like, Valve's done loads of good stuff on that front, which is really, really good. We have just added creative mode as well. And creative mode basically gives you everything in the game for essentially free. So if you want to go, hey, I just want to build Minas Tirith or a massive Death Star or Super Star Destroyer or whatever, you can totally do that.
Right.
It will all be made out of cardboard.
Yes.
But, you know, we give the freedom for people to do that. And we've already had people making towns in-game and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool.
The crafting is really... We talked about it a lot on the show, but and I can't stress it. The crafting is so unique.
Yeah.
Like, and this is the one thing we've said, that everything is yours.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all right, you can replicate what you did last time, but there'll never be another thing like it.
Yeah.
And that's really fun.
Yeah. I think the freeform drawing system really helps with that. What we've seen other people do as well is also... So whenever you use the Connect the Dots system, when you draw freehand with a mouse, it creates a PNG in the files that you are free to edit as you like. So for example, you could go out of game, boot up Paint, Photoshop or whatever, and basically you can make edits. And those edits will appear in game the next time you log in. So we do believe this game has a massive mod appeal as well.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we look to Minecraft as a good example of that. But at the same time, like, we could have made this game far quicker if we didn't have that sort of like mod support built in. And you can also do that with JSON files as well. So all of our core like properties in the game are all free for you to edit just with Notepad. As long as you start your own server, official servers are kind of like the place where you get the card life experience that we've designed. But we like to think of other servers that people host as the experience that they design. So we're really hopeful that, you know, the crafting system's definitely the thing for sure.
Yeah.
But we really want this to become a good modding platform as well.
Right.
That's the plan. And we're working really hard on that.
And how is it trying to sort of rein in the scope? Because, I mean, I guess when you're developing,
really
you can't do everything all the time.
No. Fundamentally, it comes down to timing. And it comes down to our producer, Louis, who is just really strict. So basically, when Rich, our lead designer, comes in and goes, right, okay, I want to do this, and I think we could do this, and it's going to look great. It's like, brilliant, we can totally do that. It's going to take us this amount of time to do, and it would punt a few things out of the way. So we're constantly, if you go to our Steam page, if you just go to Card Life, just search for Card Life on Steam, you'll see our Steam page. We've laid out what we want to do, and we've laid out what's in the game already. So if there's any ideas that you guys want as well, like, put it in a comment. Just put it there.
Yeah.
We look at everything.
Being able to see where your friend is on the map.
Yeah.
That's like...
So that's definitely going to happen.
Because I spawned on C3 and he spawned on, like, D7 or something. Like, opposite ends of the map. I was like, where are you? I don't know. Down there. Okay, just walk straight.
Orientation will also be basically by default. So at the moment, when you load up the map, you'll see it kind of start populating with your local area as you move. We will allow you to do that without having a compass like it is now, but you'll also be able to see your orientation.
Okay.
So if your friend goes, hey, I'm in D5
right.
and you're in S whatever.
You can at least see where north is.
Yeah, and you can see, okay, all right, we'll head to there.
Okay.
We're also adding new landmarks to the game world as well. So it should become easier for you to go, hey, do you see a massive statue to, I don't know, a cardboard god or something? I'm like, yeah, I do see that. Okay, cool. Head towards that. You'll see it in the distance. We don't want to add too many landmarks because obviously there's loads of things that players have created on our official servers, like infinite stairways and, you know, like massive...
Does it play Led Zeppelin as you go up?
It doesn't. It totally should. If there's not a mod that supports that, we're wasting our time. So, you know, there will be more landmarks in the game for you to see stuff, but we want players to create statues as well. So our team at the moment has spent around about 2 weeks making this massive town in game, which is great. We're hoping to try and add that to the game at some point as well. But obviously, if players create something awesome, there's nothing stopping us basically extracting it from their game world and putting it in ours.
Right.
We're not fussy about that at all. Like, we have crafted our world deliberately.
Right.
But, you know,
different ideas work.
Different
right?
ideas always work.
Yeah.
And content is king in any survival game.
Right.
And ultimately, as a team of 25, our ability to create content was restricted. We give that, if give those tools to the community, they can make it for us.
Yes.
It's fantastic. And
works
they will
quicker.
Make better stuff than we can as well, just because of the way the internet mindshare works. And, you know, if we wanted to do a statue to the latest internet meme, like, that would take us weeks to do.
Right.
Whereas the community can do it super quick.
And in terms of vehicles, are they coming to the game?
In terms of vehicles, we will be adding vehicles. We don't know when.
Okay.
But it's all, so at the moment, with regards to the technological age, so we've got multiple ages in the game.
Okay.
We're kind of at the Stone Age, we'd like to say. So as soon as we leap onto, let's say, you know, the industrial era,
yeah,
then you'll start getting cool things like potentially cars, you know, Flintstone related vehicles, maybe,
okay,
you know, whatever. But that's, yeah. When we're going to do that, we don't know.
Will you be able to bore through a mountain?
Yes, well, you can do that now.
Yeah, with a little pickaxe.
Yeah, with a little pickaxe. But we've got these, they're kind of, when you were, this is an odd reference, but when you were in school and did woodworking, and
yeah,
you used to have that little drill where
oh,
you
yeah,
did that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have those in game as well.
Oh, okay.
But you just need to keep like working hard to get the right resources to make it. And then
okay,
as soon as you get that, you can bore through mountains easy peasy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
yeah,
would make finding each other much easier.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm heading straight for you.
Exactly. But I mean, it's really nice that you guys have played it. Like, not many people have, so it's...
No,
yeah,
it caught our attention. It was, again, it's the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like that car theming.
Yeah.
I think really caught our attention.
That's good. That's good.
And yeah, we've been really enjoying it.
That's good.
It's a really, really fun game. So it's coming out early access on Steam.
Yes, early October. Early October. I'd love to tell you. Well, it's definitely early
October.
Definitely
October. Okay.
It's not going to move any more than that.
Okay.
We're currently figuring out what day is kind of like optimum.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, we're recording this at EGX. I think it's like 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
We're kind of targeting, but it could shift a little bit. But if you wish list on us on Steam,
yep,
you'll find out when it comes out. You
okay,
get that little email from Steam.
Can people follow you on
yes,
Twitter?
Yes, absolutely. So if you head to cardlifegame.com,
yep,
or you will see our official website where
yep,
we post news on there all the time. If you go to Twitter and just at cardlifegame or search for at cardlifegame, you'll see us as well. We're posting on there all the time. We repost fancy things that people post us all the time as well. So if you've made anything awesome in-game, like, send us a picture of it. We're happy to retweet it.
Our stuff's rubbish.
Yeah, that's okay.
We just tend to make the smallest pickaxe ever that works really well.
So the statues are really good. So someone made a, like, it looked like just a giant knight that
okay,
was on, like, how big this thing was. It was basically, it was perched on a mountain, but it just absolutely dominated the scenery. Like, this really imposing knight was looking down on everyone.
It really,
really
lends
does that.
Yeah, it really lends itself to sort of stupid projects.
Yeah.
Entirely pointless, but really fun.
Yeah, it does. It does. And we love developing the game. Really, for Steam, we've already had a blast with, like, 20,000 people playing the game, which is great.
Is that how many are in the
yeah,
very early access?
Yeah, yeah. So all those people are founders. They're really cherished to us. We listen to those guys all the time. They've got their own special sub for them. When we join Steam, we'll be treating all those guys in a similar fashion as well.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to be with us on this development journey,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, please join us. More the merrier.
If you had to describe Card Life as a
yeah,
piece of fruit, what fruit would it be and why?
Blimey. That's a really good question. You'd be surprised to hear we've never had that one before.
No, we try.
I'd probably say it's like an apple.
Okay.
In that if you come back to it every day, it's really good for you.
Okay.
You can continue to create things with it. It's very versatile.
Everlasting apple.
and it's, I'd say, very palatable.
Okay.
So it's for loads of different fruit interests.
There you go.
That's what I would say.
If you like apples, get Card Life.
Yeah, 100%. And it's the most popular fruit, right? Like, you know.
Probably up there.
Pomegranates. Who eats those? No
one. Did you know bananas aren't fruit?
That's,
there you go. You see? Mind blown.
That's crazy. That can't be true.
As I said, we're big fans and we can't wait to see what happens.
Nice.
Cheers.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
No worries. Cheers, man. Thank you.